This is Magic with a below top secret humor podcast reply to the Skeptic Overlord on the topic of the grossest travel story ever told. And it's Saturday night, and this is like my 70th podcast, and I have never used the explicit tag before. So I think it's time for me to loosen up a little bit and do an explicit podcast for the first time. So if you're above the age of 13, you might want to turn off the podcast now, because let's face it, the only people that really cuss all that much anymore are kids. You know, when I was a kid, that was the big thing, too, was, you know, you would show that you were cool by saying all kinds of naughty words. Truth of the matter is, you know, as I get older, I cuss less, or, you know, I cuss in different ways. So for whatever that's worth, it's funny. Skeptic, that's, you know, it's funny about that story. It's like, yeah, it's a gross story. And then I'm thinking, you know, our members in Pakistan are sitting there, what's his problem, right? They're just sitting there going, what's this guy's problem? Doesn't he know how to clean a kid's nose out? So it's, like, it's all relative, man. Right. This is an explicit podcast. So I have to say, like, fuck. Oh, dear me. Poo-poo, pee-pee. Yeah, right. So I could do the George Carlin routine, you know. Shit, fuck, piss, hunt, cocksucker, motherfucking tits, and do the seven deadly words. But I might save that for another podcast, because what I wanted to do, since the topic is gross, and just a little word on that, too. I talk about, you know, kids are the ones that do the most cussing. And, of course, the reason parents don't want their kids to cuss is because they don't want their cute little darlings to be cussing and walking around with a potty mouth, right? The truth of the matter is, I don't know, it's kind of funny. I don't know if it's just an American thing or not, but I know in our country we just get all bent out of shape when our kids are going around saying things like shit. Meanwhile, that's, of course, the signal for kids to say, aha, that's what gets my parents goat, so I will say shit every possibility I can. And, of course, that gives the parents and kids something to fight over, right? You know, and come on, you kids out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're always looking for some way to kind of get, you know, just get a rise out of your parents. Just, you know, just twist the screw a little bit in them. It's like, yeah, you may think you can tell me what to do, but I'm a kid and I've got my rights, you shithead. But, I wanted to, you know, the topic is gross. Oh, there's another thing about that, by the way. I'm ex-Navy, all right? And I had to, like, deprogram myself, because when I got out of the Navy, I was foul. I was foul, and I didn't just use the standard words. Oh, no. I had all kinds of terminology to describe explicit sexual situations and use these regularly. But, you know, it's funny because when I went to, like, you know, through the technical training and stuff like that, yeah, even the instructors, I mean, they'd be sitting there, yeah, okay, so the fucking core geometry is such that you got a fucking negative coefficient of fucking reactivity. And I'll tell you what, you pull those rods out too fast, you're fucked. And that was basically the way people communicated in the Navy. It was always fucking this or fucking that, and that's no shit. And the classic story of the Navy is like, what's the difference between a sea story and a fairy tale? You know, a fairy tale starts off once upon a time, and a sea story starts off, this is no shit. So, hey, this is no shit. But one of the jokes I picked up in the Navy that I rather enjoyed, and it's an old one, and people might have already heard it in some various form or another, but it's a joke known as the nacho joke. And hey, well, stop me if you've heard this one. But it is considered a gross joke. I'll kind of relate it to you as best I can. People tell it in different ways. I don't know if it's like the Aristocrats. If you haven't heard of the Aristocrats joke, the whole movie thing, if you're looking for something that's pretty foul, that's it right there. The nacho joke. So basically, our story begins. There was a guy that lived in a leper colony, and he had a bad case of leprosy. And for those who may not know, leprosy is a progressive disease of the skin, which basically it can also be thought of as a form of necrosis, in which your skin and flesh on your extremities literally dies, and just dies on you and starts rotting. And it's pretty gross, and it's advanced stages. it can be pretty bad with all kinds of open running sores and, you know, things falling off and just like fingers and things falling off. So leprosy is a really horrible disease to have. So this guy, you know, was a leper, and every once in a while his family would come and visit him to try and cheer him up and, you know, just keep his spirits up. And one time they decided, oh, you know, he needs to get out of the colony and we need to cheer him up. So, and he's pretty advanced leper and he didn't like going out in public a lot, but they talked him into it and they took him to a football game. So there's, you know, he's walking in and, you know, he's looking bad and people are kind of trying not to stare at him, but most people were pretty cool and they sit down in the stands and they're watching the game. But a few seats down, this guy was just kept staring at the leper, and the leper noticed, and he's like, you know, trying to just be cool about it. But this guy just kept staring and giving him this really disgusted look, you know, and the leper's just, you know, been through this before. And he looks over, and he's, you know, he's getting more and more irritated. And the guy's sitting down there. And finally, you know, the guy's sitting there, and he turns to his friend and points at the leper. And the friend looks, and he makes his face. And they're both just acting all grossed out. So finally, at halftime, the leper gets up and walks over and says, "Look, I know it looks bad, and I'm aware that this is a horrible disease. But do you really have to be making those faces and pointing at me like that?" And the guy just looks at him with total surprise. He says, "No, you don't understand. It wasn't you. It was the guy dipping nachos in your back." And that, my friends, is the nacho joke. Let's see. What else can I throw in this podcast that's naughty? I think that's good enough for now. I have to tell some of my... Oh, you want to talk about gross. All right. Submarine life. typical... I better just hold off on that. But you want to talk about... I mean, sucking snot out of some kid's nose compared to some of the stuff I used to see on a boat. Sorry, Charlie. You're not even in the game with that. But that's not a travel story. Well, submarines travel, so hey. But anyway, this has been Matt with a below top secret shitfuck piss cunt cot sutter motherfucker and tits explicit podcast for all you kids out there that really enjoy hearing those words. That's probably the last time I'll do one. Until next time, fuck off.